is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A 30-year-old local man is under arrest in Vancouver after police say he plowed into a street party. Police write on social media they do not believe it was an act of terror. Pete Fry is a Vancouver City Councilor.
It was a fantastic event, and to see it turn so horrible so quickly and unexpectedly has, I think, our entire city in shock. We still don't really know the extent of people who were hurt or killed. Just an ugly, brutal, meaningless, tragic event.
And it is still unknown how many people were killed. We do not know exactly what was said, but after that disastrous White House meeting, images of President Trump and Ukraine's Zelensky speaking in Rome has some hoping for brighter days when it comes to the Russia-Ukraine war. The BBC's John Donison.
It's all over the papers, all over the TV. It was a pretty remarkable image in the Vatican. The two men sitting there on those fairly simple red chairs, heads together, chewing things over. We don't know what was said, but certainly President Zelensky said it was productive. He said it was very symbolic with the potential to be historic. But at some point, either Ukraine or Russia is going to have to make considerable concessions if their positions are going to come together to something that could, even just to start with, bring a ceasefire.
The group National Immigration Project says three young American children, one of whom has a rare form of cancer, have been deported from the United States alongside their undocumented immigrant mothers. They were all in Louisiana. The group says the deportations were quickly ordered and carried out in the early hours of Friday. Also Friday, federal agents arrested a U.S. judge in Wisconsin for allegedly shielding an undocumented migrant. Green Bay, Wisconsin showed the NFL a thing or two about local interest in the league's draft this week.
And football fans did go to the NFL draft event, with attendance figures at Green Bay more than double the pre-draft forecast. Bringing the NFL draft to the league's smallest market was supposed to mean a smaller crowd this year, maybe 250,000 over 3 days. But Packers fans packed in, and the NFL now says the attendance reached 600,000.
Oh, you Packers!
That ties the 2019 draft in Nashville for the second highest total. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Arizona Diamondbacks third baseman Eugenio Suarez recorded the first four-homer game of the 2025 regular season and the 19th in Major League Baseball history.
He hits one high and deep to left field. Eugenio Suarez gets the diamond.
That from Diamondbacks TV. Suarez is just the third player to ever record a four-homer game and have his team lose in the process. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Buying a home is not so easy, but one big city is making it easier by giving grants to purchase and fix up vacant homes.
Baltimore has 13,000 vacant homes. That's a lot, but it's the lowest number in 30 years. Part of the reason is the city's Buy Back the Block program, which gives first-time homebuyers as much as $20,000 to buy and renovate a home in any of 120 neighborhoods. More than $750,000 has been awarded. 17 more buyers are awaiting their closing date. That will bring the total to more than $1 million. Mayor Brandon Scott.
We wanted folks who were renting. We wanted folks who have lived here. We wanted folks who have been in these neighborhoods to be able to purchase in their neighborhood.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Los Angeles police have released video from the chaotic backyard shooting of author Jillian Lauren, who is married to Weezer bass player Scott Schreiner. She was wounded in the April 8th confrontation. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area today. A southeast breeze with highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, partly cloudy and mid-40s. On Monday, we'll see some storm chances out there. Partly sunny, mid-60s. Better chance of severe weather Monday night. Right now, it's 37.
It's a little Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue. Wouldn't be fair, 'cause precious and few are the
are the moments we two can share.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Grab your friends and your walk-in shoes. The Downtown Racine Spring Wine Walks are back May 3rd and May 10th from 1 to 6 p.m. For $40, enjoy 30 stops of wine and beer. Both weekends will be a blast. And if you're looking for inspiration, May 3rd is Derby Weekend. Rock your best hat. May 10th is Mother's Day, so give her the gift of time together. Not just for the ladies, this is a party for everyone. Get tickets now at RacineDowntown.com and explore Racine's historic and hip downtown while supporting local businesses.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Uma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business comm at uma.com/radio.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Now if you feel that you can't go on because all of your hope is gone and you're not
down and trouble, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Yes, I will. No, you've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
Bye-bye, so long, farewell. Jojo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew California dreaming, on such a winter's day. because my heart is true. She said, baby, everything is all right. Upside, out of sight. Baby, everything is all right. Upside, clean out of sight. She's a pearl of a girl, I guess that's what you might say. She was born and raised in a great big old house full of brothers and sisters. She said, no one is better than I. And I know I'm just an average guy. No football hero or smooth on one. Got empty pockets, you see, I'm a poor man's son. Can't give other things that money can buy. But I'll never, never, never make my baby cry. And it's all right. Out of sight, because my heart is true. She said, baby, everything is all right. Outside, clean out of sight. Baby, everything is all right. Outside, clean out of sight. Baby, everything is all right. Outside, yeah. Baby, everything is all right.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiskCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiskCaregiver.com.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. $20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think $96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different.
It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
So CBS News Brief. 9 days of mourning are now underway for Pope Francis following his funeral. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
At the Vatican Sunday, St. Peter's Square was packed again as the faithful join in a mass on the second day of Novendiale. 9 days of mourning for Pope Francis. At St. Mary Major, mourners lined up to see the Pope's tomb for the first time as the basilica was reopened to the public. Saturday, he was buried there in a simple tomb with the Latin name Franciscus.
At least 9 people have been killed in Vancouver after a car struck revelers at a street festival.
Everyone is panicking. Everyone is screaming. Nobody knows what to do. The dead bodies there, so it's very heartbreaking.
It was terrible to see. I couldn't even imagine that it's actually happening in real life.
The death toll from a massive explosion at Iran's largest commercial port has risen to 28. It happened as Iran and the U.S. met Saturday in Oman for the third round of negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.